In the context of most short sets, there's limited room to stretch out ideas. That's fine, but there are also more long-form, earnest stories that I'm glad to have the opportunity to tell here. Comedy is, after all, a conversation, and I feel very honored that people reach out to me for advice or connection. Through social media, letters, or email, I get to hear directly from people who've seen my work and who ask for tips on how to match my lurid level of courage and assurance. What they describe is audacity. It's a noun. Courage or confidence of a kind that other people find shocking or rude. Audacity is a word mostly used to indicate disapproval. Like, how dare she carry herself with that wicked abundance of self-belief? How audacious. Any kind of audacity pisses people off sometimes, especially in middle-class England. The pearl clutchers come out from time to time, voicing their ire that I should wear this or say that, but it doesn't bother me. I've never wanted to upset anyone, and the truth is that I tried for a long time to be the kind of person who didn't ruffle any feathers. I failed miserably at that challenge. But over the past decade in particular, I've come to peacefully accept that being audacious is a gift I can't escape, and it's one that I'd like to share with you. This book is a collection of how-tos that led me toward the calm, contented woman I am today, who's come a long way from waitressing at Hooters. Though, I do miss the chicken from there, and sometimes I view my move into comedy as a lateral one. I can always take a joke. I don't waste time worrying about things I can't control, and I have zero anxiety about what strangers think of me. Sure, I care about people, their safety, well-being, and access to free and legal abortions, and I'll always do my best to make others happy wherever reasonable. But I embrace the reality that you just can't please everyone. As my mother always said, Catherine, if we all liked the same thing, we'd all be married to your father. I'm absolutely confounded as to why perfectly lovely people bother being wounded over criticism of their bodies, their choices, their art. Do you like everyone in the world? Be honest, you don't. So why even begin to give a toss about whether or not they like you? It's a ridiculous use of your energy. There are 7 billion people in the world, and I suspect you could fit every person I like into a single Starbucks. Living with audacity isn't just about strength. I've learned that there's bravery in being vulnerable, too. In the past, I've run from challenges, withdrawn from loved ones, and cheated on partners, all because I didn't have the courage I needed to face tough situations properly. Accepting who I used to be, admitting I was wrong, and apologizing for the mistakes I've made hasn't been easy. But you've got to forgive yourself and fix up if you want to move forward. I love the wild child who still exists in my stand-up and is woven through my writing. I tried to kill her 100,000 times before accepting that the angry baby musical theater kid weirdo is not only an inescapable part of who I am, but that it's maybe the best part. She's certainly got the most unique tools and is probably the entire reason I've been able to pursue this incredible life authentically. Having young people, well, the ones who aren't busy trying to cancel me on TikTok, following me and listening to me is a great privilege that I don't take lightly. If you're young and you're frustrated and you're strange, I hope you feel encouraged by the stories in this book. It's totally normal to want to fit in, but perfectly okay if you never really do. I promise you'll find your tribe, and when you do, you can look back at all the moments where you've struggled and hopefully laugh at how far you've come. Imagine how boring life would be without a few memories that make you cringe. Laughing at yourself is so much fun. At this point in my career, I realize that people have their own pretty fully formed ideas about who I am. They've watched my Netflix specials or they've seen the Duchess series, and they've conflated my onstage persona and that ballsy scripted character with me. For the most part, I don't correct them. They can think that my entire face is plastic, that I hate all men, that I'm high maintenance and a 24/7 bitch. Maybe a lot of them want me to be that person. I suspect it's something to do with boarding school and being spanked by a matron. TV commissioners also seem utterly gobsmacked when I manage to fulfill any kind of brief that's nice. In reality, I'm progressive, I'm an advocate, I listen to contributors, and I'm friendly. But because there's some chip inside them programmed to think confident female comic equals dragon, they're surprised. TV execs are most satisfied when they're able to use the same words to describe me that they might use to sell a duvet. They'll ring my agent and say, wow, we're thrilled that Catherine was so warm, comforting, soft, and 100% sourced in Canada. I don't blame them. No matter what, there will always be something about me that reads as simply outrageously audacious. And I wouldn't have it any other way.